completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university. Climb the tracks,
Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Dr. Marquardt Russell, the King of Client Attraction. And welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Number one reason most coaching businesses fail because they don't know how to consistently get leads and then convert those leads into clients. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to give you access to a live stream that I broke down exactly how to get unlimited leads for your coaching business. So with no further ado, let's get right into it.
The unlimited leads formula. And when I'm talking about leads, I'm talking about like leads that convert into clients. I'm not just talking about a ton of leads. I'm not talking about, you know, how to get a million followers and all that type of stuff, right? I'm talking about how do you generate an unlimited amount of leads, high quality leads that actually convert into your premium value offers, whether you got a $3,000, a $10,000, up to a $100,000 offer. How do you take them from being a lead and then take them through the process to become a client? I'm going to walk you through that exact formula. So before you start generating leads, you want to figure out the first part of the formula is like Stephen Covey from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He always talks about starting with the end in mind, right? A lot of people generate leads. A lot of people get a ton of followers, all different type of stuff, but they don't really have the end goal in mind, right? So what do I mean by the end goal in mind? Why do you want these leads? What are you looking to enroll them into? So my question for you all, when you generate these new leads using the strategy that I'm about to lay out for you, being clear on this is going to help me with the second part of the formula, right? So what are you selling people into? Like, what is your offer that you have? What's your offer and how much is your offer? But step one is start with the end in mind. Start with the end in mind. So we're starting with the end in mind. What are you looking to sell people into? So when we generate these leads, where are we taking them to? What if it's music I'm selling? I don't care what you're selling. But you got to ask yourself, where are you taking people to? So Jumpstart Health said weight loss for high achieving moms and women. What is it though? Like, what are you selling them? What kind of program are you selling them? And then how much is it? So let me explain something to y'all real quick. Your product and your service that you sell it is not your offer, right? Your product and your service you're selling is not your offer, right? So some people say in business funding, different. That's not your offer. That's your product or your service. Your offer is how you differentiate, right? Or what's the actual outcome they're going to get. So let me give you an example. So one of my favorite examples is I'm going to use the pizza example, right? So when Domino's came into space, in the pizza space, and still to this day, you got Domino's Pizza, you got Little Caesars, you got Pizza Hut, you got Blaze Pizza, you got different pizza companies, right? However, Domino says all of them, their product is pizza, right? But Domino's offer is what? Fresh hot pizza in 30 minutes or less. That's the offer. So what are you helping people do? So somebody said on Instagram, somebody said weight loss for high achieving moms and women. Well, is it going to be moms or is it going to be women, right? And then when you say weight loss, what does that mean, right, specifically, right? Helping competitive leaders boost the team's morale, culture, and teamwork without wasting time and money on training classes and motivational speakers. Well, is that what they want? Like, what do these leaders really want? Right? So the first thing you want to get clear, I'm going to give you an example. So my guy Rodney is on here right now. So Rodney, most trainers say, I help guys lose weight. Right? Kind of blah. My guy Rodney, he's a part of our Seven Figure Society. Rodney specifically helps fathers who wants to lose at least 40 pounds, right? If you just a brother who want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, Rodney ain't for you. If you a father who wants to lose at least 40 pounds, he helps you do that. That's the difference. That's the difference in being a weight loss coach or a personal trainer or a weight loss expert for men. As my brother said, he specifically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rodney, if I'm misquoting you, bro, but I think I'm on point. My guy Rodney he helps fathers who have a career, right? And they want to lose at least 40 pounds. They come see Rodney. If you're just a brother, you're just trying to get your abs, you're trying to, you know, you already want to get a little belly fat off or whatever, Rodney ain't your guy. He specifically, now can he help you? Yeah. However, he doesn't help you. Very specific. That's the offer, right? Are y'all picking up on putting out? This is the first step. Like, you got to get clear on this before you can generate leads. Because when you're generating leads, you got to have two offers in place. First of all, you got to have a lead generation offer where people are going to become a lead. And you can't just say, join my newsletter or opt into my list or none of that type of stuff. Like, people don't want another email. They want something of value. So what are you giving them on the front end? That's number one. Number two, what are you giving them on the back end? Where are we leading them to? Like, what's the next logical step, right? So that's the first thing. If you don't have this yet, which I haven't really seen any examples. Okay, this is business funding in 24 hours or less. Now, let's go a little bit further, James. Is it a guarantee? Are you able to guarantee them funding? Now, if you can't, that's fine. But if you can guarantee that, that makes your offer even stronger. That takes you from saying, for I help people get business funding, to I specific. Now, if you can go even deeper, James, and if you can say, I specifically help this type of business get business funding, because now you know exactly what this type of business requires, that puts you in a whole nother stratosphere. Does it make sense, James? So imagine if you said, I help coaches get business funding for their prospects in 24 to 48 hours or less guaranteed, right? Now, even if you can't guarantee it, right? I get it. Even if you can't guarantee it, what if you just specifically said, I help coaches get business funding for their prospects that are on the fence but just don't have the finances? Like, specifically. Now, even if it wasn't coaches, right? Maybe it was, I help real estate investors get funding to close more deals in 24 to 48 hours or less. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting out? Is this making sense? So somebody said, helping new couples 1 to 5 years in relationships to avoid the pitfalls, having breakup divorce. So what if it was more streamlined? I help new couples stay together forever, or I help them stay together forever and happy, or something like that. Just something specific. All right, let's keep going. Now, that's the first part. The second part, we want to figure out, what's your domino offer, right? Because we talked about two different type of offers. So you want to ask yourself, like, when you think about dominoes, right? If you line up some dominoes and you knock down one domino, it's going to knock down the rest of the dominoes. So what's this one thing, now that we've clarified your messaging and where we're starting with the end in mind, what's the one thing that you can give away that they would actually pay for, but you're giving it away for free in exchange for a lead? So first we're talking about lead. We're going to talk about lead monetization in a second. But first we're talking about lead generation, then we're going to talk about lead monetization, right? But the first part is, what's the first thing you can give away? What can you give away? Think about it. I want y'all to all think about it. Think about it. What's the one thing you can give away? So I use Rodney again. So Rodney, obviously, like I said, Rodney's part of our Seven Figure Society, doing amazing stuff in his business. So I forget exactly what Rodney's lead magnet is, but I'm going to just make up one. What if he said, the exact workout and meal plan that I used to lose 60 pounds in 120 days or lose 60 pounds in 90 days or the exact fitness and workout plan that I use to go from 400 pounds to 218 pounds in less than 6 months. Right. And he gave that away in a video or a download, ideally a video, because people can consume video. Right. So some people saying assessment, checklist, but that ain't specific. Right. That again, that's just the parts. Like, what's the offer though? So Terry said 100 free captions to use for your content. How is that beneficial though? So what if it said 100 free captions to use for your content that's going to make your perfect clients click the link in the bio and buy more of your products and services or join your coaching program depending on what you're selling? Or what if you just made it more simple and you was like, the number one caption formula to use to increase your lead flow by 120%. So somebody said, oh, how about a website to make unlimited websites? Well, it depends on who you're selling, who you're marketing to. Because if you're marketing, it depends on the type of business you're marketing to. Because most people don't really need unlimited websites. But it depends. It depends on who you're marketing to and if that's valuable. So Rodney said how career-focused fathers are losing up to 40-plus pounds while maintaining a work-life balance and without sacrificing family's time. Boom. Yeah, I can tell like Rodney being with this CAU movement, right? Y'all see how clear that is? That's an offer. That's an offer. He's giving that away for free. Boom. Now he's giving it to him. He's teaching them formula. And then we'll get into the other thing in a second. Number three, you want to create a hybrid marketing strategy. So some people say, all right, you just need to be doing ad. Forget organic. And then some people say, you need to just be doing organic. Forget ad. Well, people who say stuff like that, in my opinion, are just unsophisticated marketers. I'm not going to say they're not smart marketers. I'm going to just say they're unsophisticated, right? Because sophisticated marketers and elite entrepreneurs don't think either or, they think both and, right? Sophisticated, savvy, wealthy entrepreneurs, they don't think either or, they think both and. You do both. So we recommend using the hybrid formula, right? And the hybrid formula is you want to be doing both, because here's why. Your ads rise everything. So if you run ads, you're going to also see your searches on Google go up. You're going to see your videos get more views on YouTube. You're going to see your Instagram goes up. You're going to see everything increases because now you get more visibility. Your content is going to make your ads convert better, because when people see your ads, they're going to go search you up. And now you want to have content that pops up, whether that's podcasts, whether that's reels, whether that's YouTube, whatever it is, they're going to go consume your content. Right. And then now they're going to be like, OK, this person does know what they're talking about. Right. And that's now they're like, OK, well, let me go open that email. So you want to have both. You don't want to just be doing one or the two. Right. They're like they're in competition. You want to know how to make them work together. And when you do that, you can decide, okay, do I want 20 leads a day? Do I want 50 leads a day? Do I want 100 leads a day? Do I want 1,000 leads a day? Like, how many leads can my business handle per day? And it's literally like turning on a faucet. Does that make sense? That's the three-part unlimited leads formula. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Completely redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.